KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, you know, I look forward to every show because we get to connect with you, whether you're participating in, you know, content for the show or just feedback or listening and applying some of the things you're learning and finding out. But, you know, there's just some shows where you feel like family is in studio. And I always feel like that when Colonel Quick and Pat Quick, both retired Air Force, are in studio with Folds of Honor. Colonel Quick, always an honor and a privilege to have you here.
Steve, it's wonderful.
I appreciate the work you guys do. And we're going to actually educate the listener about a few things. Well, you know, in general, the history of Folds of Honor, for those not familiar, I know you know the story well. And even here in New Mexico, going from Rio Grande Patriots to a chartered Folds of Honor chapter. And then in our next segment, we'll talk about some of the upcoming things that are coming up and more details about our nation's military and first responders and why I bring first responders into that. We'll get into eventually as well. But Colonel Quick, let's start back with, for those not familiar, the beginnings of Folds of Honor. I love and what do I want to say? It's hard to hear the original story about the inspiration.
It's hard to tell it.
Yeah.
It's a great story to tell,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
But it always gets you.
Yeah. For those who aren't familiar, if you could share.
Back in 2007, a young fighter pilot by the name of Dan Rooney, excuse me, was flying F-16s with the Tulsa Air National Guard unit and did a total of 3 combat tours in Iraq and was returning from Iraq on his second tour to his home in Michigan. He's on an airplane. It was 2 o'clock in the morning when it landed. He noticed when he got on the airplane that there was an Army enlisted guy in his dress, Army Greens, sitting in first class, and he didn't think much about it other than it's kind of strange to see a young private in dress, Army Greens,
yeah,
first class, because that's a pretty expensive way to go about things, and he was in the back of the airplane. You know, Dan was. But anyway, he sat on the right side of the airplane, and when it landed in Michigan, the captain came on and announced to everybody on board that would they please remain seated. They had the remains of an American hero in the hold. And this is where I start getting a little choked,
yeah,
up.
Well, yeah.
But that explained the young man in dress Army Greens up in the first class section. That was the brother of his twin brother in the hold that had been killed in Afghanistan. I mean, Iraq, I'm sorry. And that night, his family was on the ramp on the darkest night of their lives.
Right.
And his wife and his 4-year-old son were out there in the rain. And the captain had asked everybody to remain seated. And after the casket was taken from the airplane, Dan got up to leave. And he noticed that about half the airplane had gotten off already. And then nowhere to go.
In one ear, out the other.
Yeah. And he thought at that time that it was time to do something more for our American military.
Right.
And that concept, together with his dad, his wife, and his brother, they put together what we call now the Folds of Honor Foundation. And the Folds of Honor logo is the folded flag, which signifies the burial flag that's presented to the next of kin at a military funeral, 13 folds of the flag. So from that, the very austere beginnings, and actually the National Guard Bureau responded with almost a $500,000 donation. And that got the Folds of Honor launched. And then from there, they relocated to Owosso, Oklahoma, just outside of Tulsa. And they made an arrangement with a builder there who was building a residential area to build the Patriot Golf Course,
okay,
which is where the foundation is headquartered. And the building the foundation is in, they're in their second one now, all donated from 84 Lumber, donated labor from the unions there. And the beautiful building, we've seen it once, had a conference there. And so we heard about it through a golf tournament here, as a matter of fact. Zach Hofel, a head pro up there at Twin Warriors, told me about it, and as a friend of his. And so he said, let's have a golf tournament. So that's how it started in New Mexico.
Now, and at the time, now, you and your wife, Pat, and others were part of starting Rio Grande Patriots?
Well, what happened is kind of, I heard about it. And, oh, incidentally, his son, the young man on the ramp that night, was the first recipient of the first
Oh, very good.
Scholarship.
Very good.
So anyway, I heard about it, and I said, well, we got to get involved. And I told Pat about it, because she's an Air Force nurse, you know, and she said, yeah, we got to do that. And then we told our friends, and they said, yeah, how can we help? And pretty soon we had a little flotilla of old people up in Placidas knocking on doors for $100 bills all over the Bernalillo and getting them, you know. So we raised that first year. We had, I think we raised $15,000 with
That's
the golf tournament.
Fantastic.
And it was great. And it's gone on every year since then.
Yeah.
But where it grew was we had to call ourselves something, because we're actually collecting donated funds. So we established a charitable checking account. And
right.
But we called ourselves the Rio Grande Patriots. But about 5 years later, Folds of Honor came up with a chapter program. So we're actually a 501c3 nonprofit here in New Mexico under the National Folds of Honor Incorporation, or I forget the words, but so what we make here stays here, we like to say. But in essence, we forward everything donated to us 100% back to the Folds, because they have the mechanism to evaluate and select scholarship recipients.
Well, and if you haven't been there, I'd encourage you, a couple different ways to get to the website. Let me just give you the address, okay? It's newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. And listen, if you're a regular listener to KLYT, just go to our website, klyt.fm. Under the community tab, you'll find organizations, and you'll find the Folds of Honor logo there. You click on it, it'll take you right to the site. The work has gone on. I'm going to guess off the top of your head, at least close in the time, whether you include Rio Grande Patriots or the work now as a full-blown chapter of Folds of Honor, how many families have been impacted?
I can say right now, today, we are supporting 55 active scholarships, everything from special needs elementary school to medical school.
Yeah.
And 55 scholarships with a tab of about $325,000 a year.
And what was the thought? It's easy to speculate, but I'll let you, you know, walk through it. What was the thought? Okay, how can we help these families? Let's help them with scholarships.
Well, here's why it resonated with us, and we've talked about it a lot. I remember my wife and I got married in 1970. I was on my way from Vietnam on my first combat tour there to England to fly F-100s at Lake Neath, England. My wife was a nurse, and I had met her at Carl's, in Fort Worth, Texas, the bomber base there, I forgot. Anyway, we met, got married.
Lackland's the only one I know. No, it was where I started.
We all started. So anyway, we got married and headed over to Lakenheath, and the day we moved into a house we bought on the economy, so to speak, because there was no base housing for us, we were sitting on two cartons of books, those were our chairs, on a folding card table in the kitchen of an unheated house in the middle of the wintertime in England.
Which is, now, how unusual is that for members of our military?
That's the way it happens, and we didn't have much to begin with. But when we got there and started setting things up, we just cracked open a bottle of wine, poured ourselves a glass, and said, well, here we are. And then I'm thinking, our goal right now, she couldn't become pregnant. We couldn't start our family and her stay in the Air Force.
Yeah.
So we knew we were going to start our family. So we knew we were going to be out one income already. And I, having been single in the Air Force for a few years, knew that I qualified for food stamps back in those days,
because
you didn't get paid much. I'll tell you, it's pretty meager. And it's not a lot better now. It's better, but not like what it was. So our conversation that night was, we both had the same goal. We're both college graduates. We want to send our kids to school. How are we going to afford it? Our thought was not college loans. That was the furthest thing from our minds, because we both worked our way through college. She had scholarships and I worked extra jobs. I never had a nickel of debt. But school was cheaper there too, by the same token. But so we sat there staring at that problem down, thinking, well, we better just be judicious and save what we can and just squeeze the sponge. And we did, you know. So that was our first conscious thought. And then when I heard Folds of Honor, my brain went right back to that conversation and thought, how many people out there are in that boat when they lose a family member in military service, or now
the prime breadwinner often,
Yeah, and now they're faced with the same thing. So Folds is able to step up and say, we'll send your kids to school. We'll send the missus to school, get her a degree so she can work and support the family, because, you know, all of a sudden you're down to one less, and it was the major wage earner. You're in a tough spot. So old steps up and says we can help.
Yeah, and then just in the last couple of years now, Folds of Honor has reached out to our nation's military, all branches, assuming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Coast Guard, the Air Force, Army,
all
Navy,
military
Marines.
Service, yeah. That's right.
In just the last couple of years, Folds of Honor has expanded.
Well, that's 2 years ago, we began to get some fairly serious corporate support, and we went from two or three chapters to 38 chapters and growing.
I was going to almost every state.
And yeah, we're getting that way. It's you know, Folds of Honor kind of had its beginnings in the golf business because Dan Rooney, who started it, was a golf pro.
Yeah.
And he brought it to his club and then launched a national program on Memorial Day to call it Patriot Golf Day. So when you went and played golf that day on Memorial Day, you'd drop a dollar in the pot, and that's how we collected money for the first couple of years. And then there were dedicated tournaments that charged, and we raised money that way. So it kind of grew, and it grew, and it grew. It's funny, the first big corporate sponsor, and this kind of has its genesis in golf, was Dan Rooney and Anheuser-Busch.
Uh-huh.
Because once we got, or he got the foundation started, he was familiar with the income from the bar operation of the golf course.
Right.
And that was pretty significant. And everybody was drinking a Budweiser, Bud Light, or some kind of Budweiser product. So he went down to St. Louis to Anheuser-Busch corporate headquarters.
Yeah.
Went in the front door and sat down in the waiting room. And on day five of doing that, somebody said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "Well, I'm Dan Rooney, and I'm with the Folds of Honor, and I need some help." $3 million right away, quick, because it resonated with everybody.
Yeah.
And it's still that way with Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
Even though they're now owned by a European brewer.
And there's other corporate sponsors.
Oh, many other corporate sponsors.
But now, listen, Folds of Honor is not exclusively run by corporate sponsors. Whether it's Folds of Honor, you know, New Mexico, which again, it's newmexico.foldsofhonor.org, which if you go to the page, it's a nonprofit organization, and if you're prepared to support them financially, there's a place for you to do that right there on the homepage. It's very obvious. There's also a lot of great information on the homepage at newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. But back to first responders. Now we've seen first responders benefit as well.
Yeah. You remember the helicopter that crashed and killed four first responders?
Yeah.
We're supporting one of those families now, their children.
Good. Yeah.
And here's an interesting aspect of this, because it just makes so much sense to do this. And I needed a little clarification, too. So I sat down with Dan, and we talked about what are we really recognizing and rewarding here? And the reason the question came up was we had a fireman here in Albuquerque retire from the fire department, and then he was an EMT as well. He got his full retirement, and he took his family to Phoenix to go to work for a contractor that was a contract firefighting organization. And he went as an EMT on the firefighting teams, and he was killed in a fire outside of Phoenix 2 years ago now. And so immediately, of course, the family comes back to its roots where the larger family network is, so they can get the support they need. And a friend of theirs told me about the situation, so I called Folds and said, "What about this? This guy's not working for a city or a county, or he's a EMT, and he was killed in the line of duty." And the answer is really great. It's we reward service, not who you work for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on scholarship for that family, and they'll become part of the fold. So it's service above self, service for the community and the country.
Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Colonel Quick, a retired Air Force, and he and his wife, Pat, busy with the team at Folds of Honor. I want to touch on that too, the team, and see if we can't do some recruiting while you're,
that'd be great.
While you're in here.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. Colonel, can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to let you know about the Patriot Dinner that's coming up real soon. You can put it on your calendar for September 6th. We're going to kind of walk you through that what happens at the Folds of Honor Patriot Dinner. Other opportunities for you to be involved, reaching out to our nation's military and first responders. We'll do that when we come back from the break. Hey, a reminder that coming up Later in the hour, we're going to catch up with Ray Mondragon, and we're going to find out more about mission work he's done in Poland. He got recently got back. Work he does with the Chafer Seminary and New Mexico, or the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico. And he's brought with him a guest that'll be speaking next week at their monthly meeting that you're invited to. It's free of charge to go check out. We'll get into those details in the second half of the show. More with Colonel Quick when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, we're in the midst of a conversation with Colonel James Quick, retired USAF, United States Air Force. And Colonel Quick, how many years serving?
30.
Oh, very good. And you started when?
Let's see. I graduated from pilot training in 67, March of 67.
Okay.
So I joined up in 66, about 3 months prior. So tail end of 65.
Yeah. And, you know, Folds of Honor, who, you know, you and your wife, Pat, oversee the work being done there here in New Mexico. It's newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. But you can go to foldsofhonor.org and see the national website. But we encourage you to go to the local newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. And on there, you know, you shared a story or two already, Colonel Quick, and the stories are on the web. If you're sharing this with others, you say, have you heard about Folds of Honor? What a great place to send them and tell them about the stories there. You can find out about some of the places that are being supportive of Folds of Honor there as well. And I'm assuming we'll see some of those people at the Patriot Dinner.
Absolutely.
Before we move on, you know, I kind of wanted to paint a picture for, you know, you and I grew up a military brat, and the Air Force wouldn't have me, so I just continue to support the way I can. You know, whether it's the brats, the spouses, the those that are serving, the family is serving together, and I want to get into some of that, what that means and that people don't realize. Before we get there, though, because I don't want to lose the opportunity to talk in detail about the Patriot Dinner. That's primarily, well, that's a big reason why you're here. We want people to know about this event that's happening on September 6th. There's still places for you to go and attend. It gets underway at 6 o'clock. And you know, they call it the cocktail hour. Whether you drink cocktails or not, you can have a soda or water, and peruse the silent auction. I'm assuming you're
having, oh yeah, we got some great stuff.
Set it up the same way, and listen to all of these details. If you hear a silent auction, you know, I have something of, you know, of worth that is a beautiful item or a service you can provide. You find at a silent auction. If you're able to contribute to that. Colonel Quick, what would you encourage people to do? Contact through the website?
Well, if you go to Folds of Honor New Mexico or newmexico.foldsofhonor.org, you'll see a...
on the events page?
Yeah, you'll see that squirrely thing. What do you call it? QR code.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm showing my idiocy with the computer stuff. There's a QR code. Click on that. It takes you right to the website.
Okay. We'd encourage you to go, and there's a way to contact Folds of Honor on their page as well, obviously. But we'd encourage you to connect with them, let them know you have something for the evening, and get a couple tickets or a table to go to this event. But after the first hour, prior to sitting down for dinner, which always now last year, I don't know how many years, but Isleta has hosted the event.
They are good. Yeah. The food's good.
And it is.
It's a level above your average rubber chicken. It's really good.
They do a really nice job. And I've been privileged to go for a couple of years. But you hear the stories, some like we've heard here. And actually, as much or as little, you showed me a gift that someone is giving. And this is radio, so I can't tell you, but is a beautiful piece of art. That's being donated to the event.
It's about a half life-size bronze by Marie Barbera, and she does a lot of Indian renditions in bronze, and she's world famous as a bronze artist.
Yeah.
And this was donated to us by a a widow we met in church who said, "What can I do to help?" And she had a collection of beautiful works, and she gave us the biggest piece she had. And it's right now it's crated because it's 150 pounds, and it's a little bit delicate in some areas, so we protected it, and we won't have it at the event because it's just too hard to maneuver.
Yeah, nice picture. That's a nice picture you've got
it's
there.
It's beautiful, and it'll be delivered by a commercial moving service that crated it up for us. They donated their time and energy for that. And then there's also a table with a marble top that goes with it to stand, put it on a stand. It's that's typical of the outreach in the community to help us out.
But, you know, sometimes you go to these events and there's a silent auction and there's a few tables set up in the hallway. If this is, you know, if it's going to be like last year, man, it's like it's a ballroom.
It is
full
well, a third of the Isleta Convention Center.
Yeah, it's just for the auction.
Silent auction stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's dinner. We hear from the any word on the speaker this year?
Well, this is unique, and I think it's going to be kind of cool. Just as a little background, in January we had a reception for our school Folds of Honor recipient families. We just sent out an email blast to all of the families in New Mexico, and about half of the recipient families showed up so that we could meet them. And we had dinner at El Pinto and got to know the families. And it helped our board understand the importance of what we're doing. And one of the families that came drove in from Gallup. It's a Navajo family. And we didn't know this until later, but the father was exposed and suffered from the effects of Agent Orange from Vietnam, and he passed away. But the rest of the family came in, and they qualified for full scholarships. The daughter got a full-ride scholarship to UNM, and now she's an administrator on the Navajo reservation for the tribe. And the son, who's, I think, 18 years old now, is an operatic singer. And he's going to sing the national anthem.
Wow.
And right after it's over, he's going to New York audition to the high-end vocal schools back in New York City. And we're going to support that.
So, very good.
And they're all going to be here. They drug everybody out. We got hotel rooms for them all. And
I got goosebumps already from that.
Oh, it's so neat.
Yeah.
And there's a rumor going around he may sing the national anthem in Diné.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, we did that at our first event.
Well, it goes without saying what that community has given to our nation's military.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. And you go back to
Code Talkers on down.
And I'm sure even before that. I was privileged actually to meet some of the Code Talkers a few years back at Old Town. I'm very much looking forward to this. This is an event. This is more than just, like you said, Colonel Quick, going to sit down, eat, you know, mediocre chicken and
it's good chicken.
Yeah. Well, and I will tell you, there's, you know, if I'm being honest, there's good networking opportunities to connect with other groups that are supportive of Folds of Honor. And we have some of those groups on the air here at other times. But just a lot of like-minded people that are prepared to support our nation's military and their families.
That's the key.
You can do that. You'll find the details on the events page at newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. Get a ticket. Go as a couple. Get a table. Provide an auction item. There's so many things still to do between now and September 6th. However, that's just, I mean, we're weeks away, you know, just a couple. So it's
coming fast. We got the speed break out, and we're not slowing down.
Yeah, but you I say Colonel, remind me Pat's retired rank.
Captain.
Captain Quick and Colonel Quick.
She really outranks me. Tell her that.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it earlier, and we're talking to, you know, a grizzly, tough old fighter pilot. And when you mention your bride, those Air Force nurses, they're every bit, if not more tough.
Well, how I met her was kind of unique. I went to the base hospital to visit my aircraft commander. I was flying B-52s for under a year, but this old guy had to have a hernia operation. So I went up to the hospital and visited him, irrespective of the visiting hours, which were posted, and I was outside those. So I busted into his room without saying hi to anybody. And we were shaking hands and saying, how are you? When she came in the room, she's 5 feet tall, but she was had the big hair of that day and a little nurse hat on top of that. So she was about 12 feet tall when she kicked me out of the room. And I thought, well, my aircraft commander, after we started flying again with him back on flight status, he said, have you dated that nurse yet? And I said, well, I'm a little, I don't know if I should, you know, she's a little bossy. And here we are 55 years later, married.
She is something else. And I'll tell you, last year when I showed up at the event, and, you know, she had everything well at hand. But listen, we encourage you to pray about your part in this, newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. Another time, Colonel Quick, we'll meet maybe some of the other staff. I know you're working on developing more people. There's opportunity to raise up people. You know, you and Pat can't do this forever.
No, and we're looking at that pretty strongly and looking for people that want to volunteer to join up with us on the board of directors for this 501c3. Yeah. It's all volunteer, and we got some great
A lot of retired military here in Albuquerque and some that listen to this show.
But not just military. Yeah. I think there's only two other military people on the board.
Yeah.
We got a command first sergeant that's he gets things done.
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing.
I'm not military. I support as I can.
Yeah.
You know, there's those of us that get it, that want to be supportive. And if that's you, we'd encourage you to find out more at newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. Colonel Quick, always a privilege and an honor, and appreciate you and the team. And I'm going to read a quote from the flyer for the event. Meet sacrifice with hope. And that's what Folds of Honor does. Thank you. Thank you and the team.
Thank you. K-L-Y-T.
Yeah. And we'll come back. Ray Mondragon is here, and we're going to catch up with him. He's brought a guest. He's been traveling. We're going to get details about that, and Chafer Seminary and the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, all coming up for the remainder of the hour on ABQ Connect.